get going at 7 o'clock on May 28th for our planning and zoning meeting. We'll start with the roll call.
Commissioner.
You're commissioner?
No.
What are we supposed to
Board member.
Board member Hansen?
Here.
Board member Edwards?
Here.
Board member Sorensen is here, and that is all we have at the moment. And also, Lacey Belknap. Do you say here or not? She's here.
I'm here.
We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll lead us in that, and then we'll have Councilman Edwards, or Edwards give us an invocation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our kind eternal Father in heaven, we're deeply grateful for this opportunity we have assembling here as the Planning and Zoning Committee. We ask that thy spirit might be with us, that we'll be able to do those things in accordance with thy will and the people's will. We ask that thou might be with the missionaries throughout the world, that thy comforting hand might be with them, and also with the military and the servicemen to guide and protect them at these troubling times. Be with our officials, that they may have the wisdom to seek forth what is good for us and the country. We're indeed grateful for this opportunity of living in this beautiful valley. We ask that thou might continue to watch over and protect us, bless us with the moisture which we do need. These favors and blessings we pray for in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, board member Edwards. We'll move on to the appointment of our new board members, which is Cody Ludvigson and Jacob Hatch. I'll turn the time over to Lacey to swear.
I guess if you guys want to, you're welcome to come up and
announce
for you.
Yeah.
All right.
How are you? Kind of have the same seat sometimes, I guess. We don't know who the commissioner is going to be yet, so it'll be different for the next
right
meeting.
There.
Interesting.
I can't.
Yeah. Now, when you point them like that, four of them come back to you. Just remember that.
And I should
really
say
minimal. So you're right there. It's done.
Well, yeah.
Not usually, not technically.
Usually travel comes right there, so we'll see. Okay. And then just repeat. I do solemnly swear or affirm.
I swear or affirm
that I will support, obey, and defend.
I will support, obey, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
The Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties.
Say that again, sir.
I will discharge the duties.
And I will discharge the duties
of my office with fidelity.
Of my office with fidelity.
Okay, then we'll sign them after the meeting. Okay?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys being willing to serve, and it's good to have good members of our community that are willing to do that. We'll move on to the reading and adoption of the minutes from our previous meeting. Has everybody had an opportunity to look at that? That's any questions or concerns on that?
No.
I'll move to, or I'll entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
I so move.
We got a motion to approve the minutes from
April 30th
by board member Hansen. Do we have a second?
No, second.
And second by board member Edwards. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay, we'll move on to our first item of business tonight. Todd Mosman has a building permit for a shop. Would you mind coming up, Todd, and state who you are? We know you, but for the record,
yep.
And let us know what you're planning on doing.
So my name is Todd Mosman. I'd like to build a carport shell shop in my backyard, just store ATVs and stuff in.
Okay. Have we got any?
There's plans. So on your email, you're going to see some stuff at the top. It's like Google Docs. Scroll down, and there's a whole bunch of PDF attachments to it as well.
I didn't
see his. I just seen Garen's.
They're there.
PDF Mosman site.
Yeah.
Okay. It's at the very bottom. There you go.
So is the bottom of the page south and the top's north?
Sure.
On your plot map?
So the top of the page would be the north side, the bottom
okay.
would be
20 cells.
So that's your backyard, correct?
Yes. I tried to find the setbacks on the city side. I couldn't find them.
So the setbacks are is it 10 feet minimum on the side lots and, and 5 on the back?
Okay.
So you're with those setbacks, you are good. In compliance.
Okay.
So
it
was 7 and 5?
10 on the sides,
side
and 5 on the back.
I knew from the house it was 10, yep. But I just couldn't find the back setbacks.
Yeah. Yeah, anybody got any questions regarding that? I mean, it looks like a typical 30 by 40 shed that, so.
Do you know if there's any requirements as far as rebar structure in the concrete?
That would just be through.
Preference.
Through the county would approve the.
Okay, that's
that.
Okay.
As far as the engineering goes with that.
Okay.
So a lot of places, I think, just do the fiberglass in it, but I mean, depends on what you want to do.
Okay.
So.
I'll make a motion that we recommend movement to City Council for a garage. What's your address?
My address? 475
yeah.
East.
At 475 East.
100 South.
100 South.
I'll second that motion. So we have a motion to recommend for a building permit for Todd Mosman for his shop at 475 East, 100 South. The motion was made by Board Member Hansen and a second by Board Member Sorensen. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Okay. Motion carries. So we'll, you'll need to come back to the, you have the City Council meeting in. And on that, and then they'll approve you.
Perfect.
Okay. Are you doing
thanks,
this yourself?
Yeah.
You're doing this yourself?
No.
Oh.
I wish.
You haven't got Dad to help you?
He would if I had the concrete for us, but that's kind of a big.
Yeah.
Big one there, so.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, guys. I'll give it up.
I'll have a good night.
You too.
A&M Builders, I don't see here. So we'll move on to our next one, Darren Lund.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Darren Lund, looking to apply for a building permit for a garage / shop on my place of residence.
Yeah, it looks like you, looking at the plat and everything there, anybody got a concern there? It looks like setbacks are in order.
Don't you already have a building up there for that, or is that not yours? The storage garage? Oh, is that your brother's?
That's his brother's. He's over here.
I live over here.
He's in Scott Lund's old place.
Oh.
So he's going to put it to the south of his house, it looks like.
Yeah.
I didn't know you moved.
Yeah. And old to the east, yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess he was over on the other side of town there, too. But.
Guess I'll look at the address.
Anybody have any concerns with that one?
I'd make a motion to approve.
We've got a motion to approve a building permit for
recommend
to.
Yeah.
I'm new at this part. To recommend a building permit for Garen Lund. What's your address, Garen?
50 North, 200 West.
At 50 North, 200 West for his shop by Board Member Hatch. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
And we have a second by Board Member Hanson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we recommend you, so you'll have to come to the City Council as well and get on them, and they'll take care of the rest.
Thank you.
Thanks, Garen. All right, Mike Crane, come on up.
Actually, Kelly Magby.
Oh, yep. Kelly Magby. You're representing Mike Crane.
Yep, we're calling.
I should have put 369 storage.
That's all right. We're here to request a permit for a fence to be put around our storage units there, the 369 storage, or my storage center field, 300 South Main. It's a wrought iron fence, 6 feet high, and we're requesting to have a permit so we can proceed.
Okay. Everybody get a chance to look at their... application. Any questions there? I didn't see anything that.
No.
So, Jonah, there wasn't any water lines or anything that we need to be concerned about there, right?
Just the two, but I got them all, but they're not like actual water lines. But we don't have no easements or nothing, but he should be still what he's worried about, like that.
Okay.
We had the gas or something that was clear enough.
Yeah.
And I want to see in city council base, Stuart mentioned it being 6 inches off the sidewalk or something. Is that right?
What was, are you talking to me or to?
Well, yeah. Either one of you.
But like, so your bed won't be like 6 inches off the sidewalk, right? Like about that far?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Six is good enough, right? Six?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just meaning the post holes and that fence will probably sit in the middle of those.
Yes.
Post holes.
Yep.
Somewhere close to that. Yeah. He just looks for snow removal.
Okay. Perfect.
Just to make sure.
Especially
on the sidewalk
sides.
Yeah.
Probably the east and north side.
Just on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Probably on the sidewalk side.
Okay. That's what they. Yeah. We kind of started, pre-started, and there was some confusion.
Yeah. We apologize on that. It was a
no,
crazy week.
No, that was us. So.
Well, all right. I'll entertain a motion to grant these guys, or I guess we can grant you guys the building permit on the fence, so
yep,
we can get you moving on it. Anybody want to?
I'll make a motion to grant 369 Storage Mike Crane fence permit at, what's the address?
Okay. Perfect. Only 300
feet south.
Sign in, right?
If you guys decide to do it, your application is good until the end of June.
Oh, just tell this, tell it June.
It'll be for a year, yeah.
This June, right? Or
yeah,
did you say? Okay.
You have the month
of June. And that's on the original application?
On the original application.
Okay, so if we decide.
For the sign, yeah.
We'll let you know.
If not, then
you'll have to do something different. So.
Yeah.
Okay, John, you got.
But where those postals are, Kelly, that should be fine enough to get off of the cement. Like, that was our fence is clear out.
No, I think we put it right in the middle of those holes.
Yeah.
So this one would be all right.
They've got the half of the north and the west and the south and not the east at all. Already good over the soil.
Do you have any more on your motion?
No.
Okay, we got a motion by board member Hansen to approve a building permit for a fence at 369 Storage, 300 South and Main Street. Anybody want to give us a second?
I'll second.
We'll go with Colin on the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. So you can come in tomorrow.
No, you don't need me to come in.
Oh, you don't
need to come in? No, we just want to alter it publicly.
Oh, then we're good. She's got you figured out, so you're set.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
thank you.
We can start. We're going to go start tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
All right. That's all that's here on the agenda.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's up to you guys if you want to move forward with the other one or not.
No, I issued some concerns with the current situation Centerville is in. Can we discuss that or not? Just with the water restrictions and building that when we have emergency water.
I mean, if you want to touch under, unfinished business, it's not necessarily unfinished business, but it's like, it's okay.
We're reportable
board members. Yeah.
Just. And I think that as far as the planning and zoning is concerned, I don't think that we should be the ones making that decision. As I've told the mayor, I've had a few people concerned as with them in that emergency pulmonary water restrictions and issuing building permits during that time while we have that. Is that the right thing to do? So I brought that up to the mayor. I don't know what your guys' thoughts are on it, but as far as planning and zoning is concerned, if they've got everything in order, that's probably a city council decision.
Yeah.
But just kind of be aware of that.
So if we went that route, would we have to enact another moratorium?
I don't know that
we can deny them if it checks the box.
That's something I tried to call Kevin as well, because I just didn't know if we were going to run into that issue tonight before I talked to the mayor. I think that we need to find out the legalities. I don't know if we deny them, but maybe we delay them. You know, just say, hey, you know, once this comes off, then we're good to go. But I also feel like, as far as my personal opinion on where the water is, we enacted emergency rates before, but at that time we didn't own enough water to cover what was going to be coming in that drought. So we put rates in place to slow it down because we didn't have the water to do it. Now the city owns the water, getting you here is a little bit of a challenge, but I have a hard time from the city's perspective saying, you know, let's charge the residents more for what they already own.
Right.
You know, if we have to do a little bit because we have to pump the well or something, that might make sense. But overall, I expressed those concerns to the mayor, and he said he had talked to the council. But
how do the tanks look? Do you own them? Do you know water tanks?
We run the pumps probably every other day to basically get back up to fill them back up.
So is the spring still slowly decreasing?
It's slow. When it droughts, it slows way down.
And if you guys, now that you're on here, maybe you guys ought to get with Jonah and go up there and see that, just so you kind of know. I think that'd be something.
Yeah. Right. I'd love to.
That's a big thing as far as the culinary delivery system and a few of the systems, to kind of understand that from what we deal with in here. I think it would be smart for you guys to see a few of those things, just so you understand a little bit of, you know, what the growth does and how it affects everything. So, but right now, in my personal opinion, I think that we got to be a little bit cautious.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, hey, let's keep building 100%, and you know, I don't know if we can delay them. I don't think that. I just think that if we've got the water that the city owns, I have a hard time penalizing current residents and letting new people just come in on it too. Right. So, we got to protect the citizens first. Anybody else? Good. Well, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn a 17-minute meeting. That's got to be a record.
Yeah. Oh, I think we had like an 8 or 9.
We did have a knock.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys, just obviously new to this, I've dealt with some of it in banking, but it's still a lot to learn. What are you guys, do you guys just study the rules and codes on the website, or what do you guys do?
I mean, you can go first, John, if you want, but.
Yeah. So we've had to redo all of our codes the last couple of years, so we've had to read through everything.
Yeah.
But I would recommend both of you guys sit down, and it's a lot of boring mumbo jumbo, but I would sit down and read them just to get familiar with them.
And then I'll try when I get like finalized stuff from people, I can send it out to you. It might be a week in advance, but then you could, like, if you have a fence permit, then you could look up and really study the fence permit.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
When you just a once over, just at least
cuts
and makes sense. You can be like, oh, I remember something.
And what I would recommend on that is, at first, I would look over like your building sections. You know, some of the other sections don't pertain to planning and zoning quite as much. But especially any of the building that, you know,
subdivisions are 100% plan mode.
We need to be pretty well versed in that, and more eyes on that the better. So read through those sections first. Like you said, it's boring, but that's the big thing.
That's nice, right?
It's necessary, and that's the thing is to be looking at those things. Another thing I would familiarize yourself with is the general city plan and what the residents want for our city, rather than, you know, because they've done surveys and different things on that, and reading through that is kind of interesting stuff too, to say, hey, this is what the people would like to see Centerfield do. So that's another one that, and you'd, I think you'd have to come in here to see that, right?
I don't know if it's on the website or not.
But those things, I mean, are pretty important, in my opinion. There's been a lot of research done on those things to say, hey, this is what the population wants. Because we all have our own personal opinions, and sometimes they don't necessarily align with, hey, the majority would like to see this or that.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to represent as the city as a whole. Obviously, we want to represent our thoughts as well, but that's what I've tried to do. Anything else, Lacey or Colin? You've been on this before, John.
You can look at like the Utah like land use codes
too.
I have a website. It's called like Blue Wow or something like that.
For familiarizing yourself with the codes and even state codes as well, because
a
lot of times our codes will reference state codes.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, it's pretty easy to search them, but you know, like, and then just stay involved with the city stuff and try to keep up to date. If you have questions, Lacey is a great resource. She pretty much knows more than anybody about Centerfield.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I don't know about that.
Well, and what's going on?
I don't know about that.
So, Joan is a great resource. You're going to get, people that are going to complain and have, you know, but.
And it's
something.
Nah. In droughts, I mean, you've probably seen them on Facebook. I've heard of that. I've not seen it.
No.
It's there. Jonah can't water perfectly the grass. By the way, the parks, I told you this before, the park and the cemetery, and this looks really good. And I feel personally, and you guys can have your own thoughts, but the city properties should look good.
Yeah.
Even in a drought, they're for everybody in the community. Everybody owns them.
Nobody can kick you off of them.
Yep.
And the cemetery, people pay professional care.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean it.
And the number one, the cemetery, I think, has never looked better. It's spent a lot of work put into that, but the Centerfield Park should be. A lot of people use it.
In a drought where people have to kind of cut back on their yards, they should have some place they can take their kids and play on.
Yeah. So, Jonah, great job. You've been doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
So, any other questions?
Is there a way we could put that on? Like, I don't know if Centerfield has a Facebook page. Is there something we could do, like a little write-up to explain why? To kind of help the citizens.
I certainly made Linda feel a lot better. I talked to her.
Which one?
Linda.
Okay.
Having the hardest time.
They're having a rough time.
Yeah. And there's some other ones that I haven't reached out yet. She actually apologized. And I said, oh, you don't have to apologize. Like, you're frustrated. You can be frustrated. That's fine. I said, here's my side of it. I didn't want to post. I didn't keep this to private Facebook Messenger, but I didn't want to start. I just wanted to feel comfortable to post whatever she wanted.
You're going to see stuff on Facebook, and sometimes that's not the best place to, you know, like Jonah did, going in there in person. It's usually a good option because people are willing to talk about it, especially if they're, you know.
Yeah, because I think I've eased a couple different people's minds with the way things go.
Now, what was your problem?
They just was frustrated that I was watering the lawn.
The park has been grass.
It was the park that had them frustrated.
And
the water was on the side.
Yeah.
You know, I actually felt a lot better after seeing pictures because that was exactly what I was.
But a lot of people are using the park.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I
and
think
that's what it's for.
Busier than it's ever been.
And I think it is.
I think so.
It's a favorite thing to do with my kids. So.
Well, they like the park. You got ball teams playing there every night of the week. You've got people using a lot of stuff there. It's been good. So.
Do we have specific tasks or something that we're over when it's all organized, or we just all do everything?
He just does it all.
Yeah, okay. And
it's good, like, the council, the city council has specific tasks, and we could probably get to that. I don't want this job, but if I get it, I'm happy to do it, because I think it's a good thing to serve. I've been on the, 10 years on the council?
I think so.
He's already got a job, doesn't he?
So, as you learn this stuff, you just know where you've been. I've been through it. Here's another thing that is something that, can we close it? The city's gone through some major stuff on subdivisions and building stuff to the point that I personally have been in federal court over things. And it's important to make sure that we know what we say and have it recorded, but also try to do what's right by the book. And Centerfield was fine. You know, we had some issues there, but it was. So I might sometimes seem a little gun shy on some things. It's not because I don't want to do it. It's because I want to do it right, because I've been to the spots that none of you guys should ever have to go to. So do your homework. Make sure you're doing those things, because as long as you're doing what you're supposed to for the city, for the best of the city, you'll be okay. But there were some uncomfortable times, and it's not all roses up here, so.
Yeah.
And people complain because government's so slow, but we do want to get it right, and we do need to follow our ordinances, because.
Follow the ordinances as long as we do that.
We don't follow them.
Correct. And we did good, but there are people that come in here and will try to bully you. Tonight went pretty quick, but those are things that we've done hundreds of times, and when we are very well versed in it, so it's pretty easy.
Well, they come prepared too.
Correct.
They got the documentation right there.
Yep. But is more developments coming, and it will be coming. We need to be at our best if we can, so that we know, hey, this is, and that's why there's some of us that have been around a little longer here to help, and, you know, I'm not saying I know it all, but some of those experiences teach you a lot to make sure you're trying to do things as best for the citizens. And that's what I've tried to do, is what's best for Centerfield as a whole. So.
I'd say it's wise to try and check your email once a week, just because. And if there was something really serious, then I would text you, but hey, check your email.
Here's another thing with that. We can't communicate on like the text that she made. We can't talk about decision-making stuff. Planning zoning can't do it either, right?
No.
So like, if you're like, hey, I think this or that, it's good to talk, like me and you could talk, or me and John, or me and Colin, or me and Jared, you know, individually. But if we have more than three of us together, Cody, sorry.
You're good.
If we have more than three of us together, we're not supposed to discuss city business.
Gotcha.
So it's never been an issue, and we don't want that to happen. Yep. But,
and so, if I may step in, Matt, I just took a class out in Richfield from Matt.
Matt Church?
Yeah.
He's an attorney.
And he said, don't start with telephone work. He says, I'll call so-and-so, and you call that one, and then you call this one and that one, and then
you get together.
So the communication on that.
So right. You're welcome to talk to people, but just,
yep,
that's it.
But that's a great point, you know, because, I mean, it justifies meeting. So if you want to discuss, like, business and stuff, city business, call us, you know, individually, or we can call each other or text each other. But if we're going to have more than three in a discussion,
I'll keep it public.
Yeah.
Like, just make sure that the public's
invited. That's a big one.
Yeah, it's good to know.
They also do the trainings and stuff. If you guys are interested in those, the city will send you to trainings.
Yeah.
So, like, R6, I just have
super great. Like, R6 is the best class.
But there's also one in, like, Salt Lake and one in St. George that we'll send a couple people to.
They're hard to get to occasionally, but if you can go, it's really good information.
They paid for by the city.
The city will take care of you.
Yeah, and we actually have some that, because you're taking like your own personal leave, that we will pay you like a set amount per day.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So like, yes, you have to use your vacation time, but like we still want to compensate you for.
So the city will take care of that, but you know we understand the kids and life.
We just think it's important enough.
But the more you get trained, the better off you're going to be.
So how do we find out about these trainings?
Lacey is really good to notify us.
The next one will be like in the fall, probably. I probably have it.
Right during the deer hunt, probably.
First October or something.
Of course.
No.
Good thing I didn't dry out.
Yeah.
I didn't really like it. So.
I don't have it on
for yet. Any other questions? Where you're new. And another thing, I really appreciate you guys volunteering. Like, it's not for everybody, but it's good to have local guys here that want to try to make the camp town better.
Some people that care, you're right.
You know, I don't know. I was just saying, like, I was talking to Mayor Leatherwood the one day, and I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing, but I'm willing to learn. So.
Yeah. Well, none of us knew what we were doing, actually.
Yeah.
Or even me still.
Okay. Well, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I thought you already made the motion.
I moved to adjourn.
I'll second it.
I got a motion to adjourn. Second by Councilmember Hansen. All those in favor?
Aye.
It's 7:29. Meeting adjourned.